This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It is June 10th, and this is what's trending for your Tuesday morning.
Severe weather yesterday. Go down to Cattaraugus County, Great Valley. It's believed that a tornado touched down residents in the town of Great Valley, picking up after the pieces of what appears but is not confirmed to be a tornado. This happened right around dinner time, around 5:30 p.m. yesterday. The extent of the damage is extensive. The most severe destruction taking place near an intersection of Farm Market Road and Sugartown Road. I've driven on Sugartown Road. I don't get down there a lot, but I've been. Beautiful country, rural. There was one residence that lost its roof, leveled their two-story barn in the backyard. And the guy that owns the place, like, yeah, I was just in my office doing some work. Heard the wind kick up and then saw the roof fly off the barn and a lot of damage in the area. It's expected for the National Weather Service surveyors to further assess the damage in Great Valley. And then they will probably assume that they will officially confirm the touchdown of a tornado. And then they also give the tornado an official rating. So, some damage down there. Not a whole lot for a lot of people, but one guy had a lot ripped apart. Trees coming down, power lines. Still maybe under 500 people without power this morning in and around Great Valley. Other news today, Sly Stone has passed away. Sly Stone, an influential funk band. Sly and the Family Stone died at the age of 82. Family saying it was profound sadness. We announced the passing of our beloved father, Sly Stone of Sly and the Family Stone. At the time, sad to report the passing of Sly Stone. So Travis and Kelsey, did they
Travis
get married?
And Taylor?
Yes, Travis and Taylor. I said Kelsey.
Yeah.
Travis and Taylor, did they secretly get married? You know that wedding? Okay. So they get invited to weddings, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's an event planner that shared an NFL player's wedding envelopes addressed to Taylor and Travis Kelsey, like they're a married couple. Two first names, one last name. That's usually how that goes. Jan, you know the etiquette of wedding invitations. If it's two individual people not married, do you put first last name of one person, first last name of the other?
Mm-hmm.
Or if they're married, do you put Taylor and Travis Kelsey? What would you do?
I think that they didn't want to put Taylor Swift on the outside of an envelope because then it would never get to her.
Oh,
or to them.
All right.
If you put Travis Kelsey and Taylor Swift on the outside of an envelope, that's going to be on eBay about 10 minutes later.
Why couldn't you say Olivia Swift?
Maybe.
Name it after the cat.
The cat. Yeah, cat. Very good. I think that, I think Taylor will have a big wedding when she gets married.
Okay. So you don't think they're secretly married?
I do not.
I do think they're married.
This
went a little crazy yesterday. The wedding occurred. They did not attend, but there was a place card for where they were supposed to be. Table 13, written in elegant calligraphy.
Table 13?
Yes, exactly.
Aww.
Thank you, Jan.
Aww.
Bing, bing, bing. So Taylor and her boyfriend, or supposed husband, skipped the wedding.
Hmm.
They were caught the night before at her boyfriend's cousin's wedding in Tennessee. So two weddings, one night. They chose the cousin instead of the NFL colleague. Nobody knows for sure. Fans are pointing out that naming couples on place cards is pretty normal, even for singles. So maybe there's not much to it, but there was a blip in the Swiftiverse yesterday when people wondered, what? If this says the official words, Taylor and Travis Kelsey, maybe they are a married couple. I am with you. I don't think so either.
So, interesting.
Who knows? Yeah. NHL Stanley Cup Finals, Panthers rout the Oilers 6-1. That was a dominating win. Wee's huge Panthers fan, obviously.
I just want the American team to win.
There you go. Panthers rout the Oilers 6-1 game three. They now take a 2-1 series lead. And finally today, Blake Lively scored a big win against Justin Baldoni. High profile legal battle. They starred in the movie It Ends With Us together. Nothing has gone well since then. A New York judge dismissed Justin's $400 million countersuit against Blake and her husband, Ryan. Baldoni had accused them of defamation, extortion. The judge found his claims were not supported. So that's a win for Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. So point for them. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:30.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.